This year's sponsor, Lilay Nishmas, Dr. Erwin Friedman. Rav Tzvi Ben, Rav Yossi Moshe, Shabba Eloy, Neshama, Swissman, and Mishlacha. We've been talking about the different issues that are presented by the two types of Batei Dinim, the typical standing Bezdin and the Zavla Bezdin. We are going to talk about the last issue, which applies to both of them, and that is Shochad. It's very prevalent. We'll see from the Panim Meiros, it's very prevalent when each party hires his dayan. At least in the Panim Meiros' time, they would go to their friendly rav and say, "Could you please be a dayan? And if I win, I'll give you $1,000. If I lose, I'll give you $500." Right, that seemed to be the common practice. So I thought we'd talk about Shochad in general, which applies equally to all types of Dayanim and Batei Dinim. This week we're going to talk about how far, what's called Shochad. Next week we'll talk about who the Isser applies to, and get some feel for these halachas. We'll talk about a case. This is a case, an old case of Chidah Brisa from early Tshuva, where there was a dayan who had a doctor, and the doctor respected this dayan very much, and he would give him free care. And, you know, that's the way the relation was. Whenever he needed something, he would give him free care. I guess the dayan answered the shailas. The doctor asked him for free also, but he would give him free care. And then came up that this person, this doctor, was involved in a din Torah, which was going to be seen by this dayan. The question is this dayan puzzle from this din Torah because he's receiving shochad, he's receiving this bribe of having this perpetual care, free care from his doctor? So that's the case we'll concentrate on. The halachos are in the last paragraph of Ksuvos. The Gemara starts like this: Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shela. First of all, before we get to these cases, we're not going to talk about the simple case. The simple case of Shochad is you give someone money, right? That's the simple case of Shochad. Here is $100, like we said, $500. And even, I know I'm right, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, that you remember that I'm right. I'm giving this $500. That's Shochad, that's Yisra Raisa. And on that the Pasuk says, Ki HaShochad Yavreini Chachamim, Visalik Divei Tzadikim. Shochad makes the eyes of the Chachamim blind, right? That's for sure. That's, we're not talking about giving someone money, a payoff. That's for sure Asir. We'll talk about probably in the third week, maybe possible times where it might be mutter. So make sure you come for that one. But in general, yeah, that's Asir. I mean, there's a story that there was an old dayan that was known to, or at least he was suspected of taking bribes. And when he got older, he became deaf. So people asked him, you know, Ki HaShochad Yavreini Chachamim, it says it makes a person blind. Why did you become deaf? So he said, I always heard about the bribes, but I never saw it. So that's the Ma'aseh Shehoyah. So we're not talking about money here. We're going to be talking about, like we always do, things that are a little bit more complicated. So that's on Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about money. Amud Beis, Kufay Amud Beis, the Gemara says like this: Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shela, Hai Dayan is a Shal She'eta. Dayan, a judge who is always borrowing things from his next door neighbor, from a certain person, Pasul Lemeidan Dina, he's disqualified to judge a dispute between that person who he always borrows things from and another person. Right? Because he's not really taking a bribe, he's not getting money, he has to give it back. But the fact that he knows that whenever he needs a shovel, he goes next door and borrows that shovel. Or he knows whenever he needs a car, the neighbor lets him borrow his car. Right, so it's not real money, but that's Asir. According to most poskim, it's Asir Midarai, so that's tantamount to receiving money. The Gemara, though, gives Heter, below Amarin Ella de Lesle La Shule. That's only talking when he never lends anything back. Isle La Shule. But if he borrows a car from his friend, and the friend knows whenever he needs a car, he can borrow from him, he needs a second car. Right, it's a back and forth. So then, it's not called shochet anymore because it's just a payment. I do you a favor, you do me a favor. So in that case, he won't be puzzled for being a dayan. They're just friends. And friends, we learned, are not puzzled from being a dayan unless it's like best friends, but a regular friend. And who says he's a friend either? Just an acquaintance. You lend me in the office, he lends him the pen, he lends him the pen back. That's not shochet. We're only talking where the dayan is like beholden to this person, that he knows that whenever he needs a safer, he can borrow it from that person. That person has a big library and he needs to borrow svarim all the time from that person. So that's something that would be called shochad. That's one halacha. Let's hold that until we get to the end. The Gemara then gives a whole series of another halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, shochad lo sikach. Eino tzarech lama shochad mamin. The pasuk didn't have to say, like Mr. Horowitz was saying, you didn't have to say talking about a monetary bribe. That's pashit. El afilu shochad devarim nami aser. Even a bribe of words is also aser. How do we know that? It looks like betzalosikach. He didn't say don't take money. It said don't take a shochad. Don't take a bribe. A bribe is any type of bribe. Even if I bribe you with words. Now, the Gemara gives a lot of examples. We'll read some of them. And it's not really words. The Gemara's examples are examples of certain favors that you do to this judge. Even if you're not giving him any money, but you're doing a favor. Right? Shochad, the pasha pshat is don't take money. But the Braisa is saying, and we'll see whether it's a real drasha or not, the Braisa is saying included in the Isra of Shochad is doing favors for the dayan. What are some examples? Hechidami shochad devarim. What's the case of shochad devarim? And while we're reading this, try to think back a couple of years when we were talking about ribis, and we said besides ribis, the laws of interest is a law that I can't lend you $1,000 and you give me back $1,200. That's interest in money. There's also called ribis devarim, right? There's certain halachas that we said there's ribis. I give you $1,000 and you give me back $1,000 plus a favor. That's ribis devarim. We'll see. There's comparisons between the two. As we proceed, we'll see that. So what's the case of shochad devarim? What's the case of a bribe with words? Kihad is Shmuel. Like the case of Shmuel, havam avram b'magra, he was crossing a bridge. Also how gavra, a person came, yoyvle, yene, gave him a hand to help him onto the boat, or help him across the bridge. Amar lei, so Shmuel said, what's going on with you? Amar lei, he said, dinously, I have a din Torah that I'm going to have in your court today. Amar lei, so Shmuel said back to him, Sinu lechledina, I'm apostle, I'm disqualified from being your judge now. Apparently, Shmuel held that this person had given him that special hand, he wanted to be there as Shmuel is crossing the bridge to come to the court, and he wants to be there to say hello and do a little bit of a favor to him. That already makes Shmuel apostle, that's a psul for him to be a dayan. Let's see some more examples. Ameimar have a Yosef, the Kadoyin Dina. Ameimar was sitting and he was already judging a case. Parach Gadfa Aresha, a feather, some dust flew on his head. Asaho Gavra Shaklei, a person sitting around there took it off, the feather off of his head. Amalei Ameimar said to him, I Vitach, what do you do? What's going on with you? Amalei said, Dino Isli, I have a Dintara that's going to be heard here. Amalei Ameimar said, Psina Lechledina, I'm puzzled. Right? What did he do? He just took a feather off. But he's there because he's going to have a din Torah. He's trying to be very nice to the judge, ingratiate him to the judge. So that itself, just taking the feather off, that's called shochad devarim. Another example, Mar Ukva Havishari Ruka Kamei. Mar Ukva was about to walk. He's walking on the road and there was some spit in front of him. Asa Gavra Kasia, before he got there, a certain person came and covered it. Amalei, Marukva said, my Vitach, what's your business? Amalei said, Dina Isle Avidin Torah, that's going to be heard by you. Amalei, Psino Lechaldina, I'm possible. All those cases are the same. Same idea. Any service, anything you're doing to try to ingratiate yourself to the judge, it doesn't cost you anything. You're just trying to do a favor to make him like you. That is Shochad. The Gemara then has another three cases. There's not room on the page, I only put one of them in. But this is a case like this, and there are two others afterwards. You can see the Gemara inside. Well, let's see this one. Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi. Rabbi Yishmael Rav Yossi is a Tana. Have a rogel. If you learn today's daf, he's a lot in the daf today. Have a rogel, a rise. He had a sharecropper, right? When you have a sharecropper, that means you own a field, and you hire someone to work the field. And how does he pay you? He doesn't pay you a rental of certain percent. He doesn't pay you a certain amount every day. What he does, he gives you a certain percentage of the fruits. So this sharecropper, every Friday, will bring over the fruits to Rav Shmuel ben Rav Yossi, his share from the work in the field. Yom Echad, one day, Aitilei b'chamsha b'shafsa. One day, the sharecropper brought it a day early. He brought it on Thursday. Amalei, Rav Shmuel asked him, Maishno, he didn't know why is today different than the other day. Why are you bringing it Thursday rather than Friday? Amalei, the sharecropper said, Dinisli, I have a din Torah today. We know Dinei Torah were always on Mondays and Thursdays. That's where Bahab comes from. That's why we have Kriyas Torah those days. I said, on my way, I'm going to Din Torah anyway, to you, I might as well bring you your fruit. Which Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi owned. Lo kavel nei, Rabbi Shmuel would not accept the fruit. Amrlei, and he said, P'sino lach ledina, I'm disqualified to judge you. What happened? So, remind me later. He didn't take it, he still possible ledin. The fact that he was offered, they're just offering him the fruit that he owned. It was Rav Shmuel's fruits. I mean, if he got him tomorrow, he wouldn't. He got them last Friday, and that didn't make him puzzle because it's his fruits, it's his share. But the fact that it's coming a day early, that already was like a shochet devarim. So, Osei Zuzah Derabanan. So instead, Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi got another pair of chachamim to judge the case. Let's talk about whether it was a third one or there just two. The kadoinin, they were judging the case. But how did the Ka'azav also, as he was going back and forth to hear what's going on, Amr, he said, the sharecropper should have said that. If he wants, he should have said that. He's trying to help the sharecropper. He wouldn't say it, like we learned last week. You're not allowed to help there's Archidion, he didn't say anything. But he was thinking, he should say that. So Amr, Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi said to himself, Tepach Nafshim Shamakabele Shochad. The people that accept real shochad, they should have terrible pain. Because mani shalin natarti, if I didn't even take anything, vim natarti shalin natarti, and if I had taken, there would be nothing really wrong because it's my share, he's not giving me anything that he doesn't owe me, I'm taking my own property. Kach, I'm still trying to find out the way my sharecropper could win. Mikabli shochad, if someone gives you something you don't, that's not really yours, and he's giving you a special present, achas kama v'kama, so much more so are you influenced by what they give you. Right, that's a fourth case of shochad dvarim. The Gemara has two other similar cases where they offered him something that they really deserve, reishis hagayis, different cases where he really wasn't costing the person anything, and he refused it, and made himself hustle with it. How does the Shulchan Aruch present these halachas? Simen Tes Sif Aleph Ma'od Ma'od Tzarech Adayin Lizoyer Shulili Kach Shulchan. Adayin has to be very, very careful not to accept Shulchan. The Smart says what's Loshem Ma'od Ma'od, but it's a Chomer Degedin. Afil Lizko Tzaz Azakai, even though he's taking it to that the right person will win, he still is not allowed to take that Shulchan. And if you did take it, tzarech lahach zero, because he had no thing, it's called gezel, and he has to return it if the one who gave him the shochet claims it. Why doesn't he have to return it anyway? Because we assume that he was mochel, and that's a whole sugi in itself. But that's something that he has to return. If he received any shochet, it's gezel, and if he married a woman with it, the kedushin wouldn't be chal. It's not his money. It's called gezel. It's theft. Or kashem, shalocha over velosas, that just like the one who takes shochad violates a prohibition of taking bribes, kachanosno, the one that gives the bribe, over velosasitin mikshal. This is not like ribis. By interest, we said there's an equal iser to give interest and to receive interest. By bribes, it's only the prohibition is to receive a bribe because it's going to cause you to judge things wrongly. The one that gives the bribe, it didn't violate anything other than lifnei iver lasiv michshol. He caused that judge to do an aveira, right? So there's an issur. The prohibition in giving a bribe is lifnei iver. It's not issur in its own right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says based on the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch continues based on our Gemara now. Velo Shulchan Mammon Bilvad, not only Shulchan Mammon, not only a monetary bribe is also Ela Filu Shulchan Devarim. Even Shulchan Devarim, the bribery of words. The Chol Dayan, or like we saw at the Gemara, some say bribery of things, of services. The Chol Dayan, and then the other Gemara we learned, the Chol Dayan Sheshal She'ila, any judge who borrows things from a certain person, Pasul Lodin Lezesh Heishilo, he's disqualified from judging this person that lent him these objects. It's only talking about he doesn't lend anything to the other person back, but if he has things that he lends back, then he's kosher. They borrow from each other, and he's not so beholden to him, and that's not going to be a problem of ribis. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. I have the Panim Yiros here, who says that this certainly applies to a Zabra type Besdin, and he said in his times that they were very nichshol in that, but it applies to all types of dayanim. Certainly a regular panel of three to bribe one of the judges is this iser, and even in when each one's choosing his judge, it might be his own judge that he's choosing, but when he learns he's not allowed to tell him the tainus ahead of time, you're not allowed to he's not allowed to give any tainus for you, like we said, he can't coach you what to do, and you can't give him any money for his services, whether even though you're giving him the money to help the case right. And the Tani Miyus, as he said, they were promising a certain amount, and they would increase the amount if they won the case. That's the worst type of Shochad. Shochad Devarim. Right? We had this pasuk, this adrasha. Bryce has said that you can't have Shochad Devarim. What is it? Is it Isur Daraisa Pashas? It's a pasuk, right? I mean, the Bryce makes a drasha. It should have said, that's money that you're taking as a bribe. What's shocha? That's any type of shocha, any way that I influence someone. It seems like it's Daraisa. However, Tosfos, though, on the spot over here, he has there's another Gemara over there that says that an Ohev is, we know that we learned already that an Ohev or Oyev, a friend or an enemy, a real good friend, is possible also to be a Dayan. So Tosa says, that's Hasam Ba'oev Kagon Shoshvino. That's talking about someone who's a really good friend, like the best man at a chasana, where they used to have deals where you'll be the best man in my chasana and I'll take care of you at your chasana. It was a real shibud, it was a real contractual arrangement. They were really good friends. Or Vasone was an enemy that Shalom Dibri Meshalosha Yamim, where he walks by him 3 days and doesn't say anything to him. That's where they're puzzled. Avo Hacha. But here Tosfos says, when it just says there's a midas chasidus, he says, Hacha be'ohev, we're talking about a friend, ki hanach de parach gadfa, like those cases where the feather flew, aresha, on the person's head, on whose head was it? On Maimar's head. The and shokle, and rasa ogava shokle, and that person came and took it. De einu al chumra be'alma. Those cases, Tosfos says, are only a churma bi'alma, shayim achmirin al asman. They were being machmir themselves, kadashkachan bekam and devarim, like we find in a lot of cases. Al psum al hava, they weren't really possible. So that's an important Tosfos. Tosfos says that all these cases, we always talk lechachil here anyway in this year, so it doesn't make a big nachmina. You shouldn't do these things either. But does he make him possible or not? So that, according to Tosfos, is not possible. It was a bad thing to do. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah not to do these things, and these gemaras are chumras. Ketzer Mishnah, though, says from the Rambam, it's mashma that it's d'oraisa. He says it's, the Rambam brings them all down, so he brings a raya. The Rambam holds that it's midas, it's not a midas chasidus, it's a meikar adin. The Drisha says, psilna. I'm puzzled for you. Right? The Russian Gemara kept on saying, Psilna loch lina, I'm puzzled for you for a din. That's mashal, like, it'd be a wrong thing for me to do. He didn't say, puzzled. Right? I'm puzzled. Psilna loch lina, I'm puzzled for you for a din. The Risha says it's mashma, it's a midas chasidus. On the other hand, the Chida says, brings a pasuk, and it says, he didn't say bats, it says shochad, and when it says psilna loch, the Chida learns, that it's mamish midina, it's aser, and not just midas chasidus. So what can I say? It's a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas achronim, whether these halachas are meikaridin, or it's just a chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch is my, the Kesemisha said, the Rambam held his meager din, and the Shulchan Aruch says, his lashon is, lo shochad mamon bilvad, elafilo shochad devarim. Not only shochad mamon, but even shochad devarim is asr. Right? The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that it's a deraisa, otherwise he would say, there's not only shochad mamon, but it's also midas chasidus, not to say shochad devarim. In fact, in the next day, if he does bring a case of midas chasidus, so if Shulchan Aruch seems to be following the way he understands the Rambam to say it's me'ikra din, that these types of shochad are d'oraisa. Shochad devarim, the way we're understanding them, is shochad of services, favors that I do to you, that makes you puzzle to judge me, because I didn't give you money, but I gave you these favors, so you are beholden to me from these favors that I gave to you at the time of the Din Torah. By the way, if he took the feather off last year, that doesn't make you a puzzle for, you know, otherwise you can, if you're a nice person, no one would ever be able to judge because you do favors to everyone in the course of your life. We're talking, in this case, he said, I'm coming to a Din Torah, I'm coming to a Din Torah, and remember that I took this feather off, or that I covered up this bit for you, or that I, brought a day early, I'm coming to a Din Torah, remember that. Right? That's inferred in his favor.
That shows intent on the part of the
right, and like he's trying to do it. It's the time and the place, and the action is showing that there's a shocha. That's when this din of shocha devarim applies. Now the Sma points out, like we said before, right? There's a thing called ribis devarim. What's ribis devarim mean? Ribis devarim, if you recall, means that if I lend you $1,000. You are not allowed to give me back the $1,000 plus what the Gemara says is say thank you. Right? We learned the whole thing that maybe thank you was just manners now, it's not really shochad devarim, but to thank me, this Ramosha has this shayla, that if someone lends you money to for you to publish your sefer, you're not allowed to thank him in the sefer and say, write a whole splash, whole page, thank Ruvain for lending me the money to print my sefer, because you lent him he lent you $1,000. You're going to give him back $1,000 plus his whole covered that he's going to be, his name's going to be splashed over the sefer. That's Isra Ribis Devarim. If he gives you the money as a way of putting out the sefer, so then you certainly have a chiyuv to thank him. You know, the people that's been through the doors, we're just showing the sefer we found, that, people from many generations, they get either the people to pay for the sefer ahead of time, or people to help put out the sefer. They have a long list of people that they thank. That's certainly permitted. But if it's a loan, I'm lending you money, and you, besides giving you the money back, you thank me in a public way, you honor me. You someone lends money to a yeshiva, and he didn't give the money to a yeshiva. He lent the money to a yeshiva, $1 million to save them from going bankrupt. And the yeshiva pays him back $1 million and honors him at the banquet. That's going to be ribis devarim. Right? That's what we learned a few years ago. So the Sma says, even though the Gemara didn't talk about that, the Gemara is talking about shochad devarim. It was talking about different favors, taking feathers off and covering things up, and giving him the hand on the bridge and bringing him his fruits a day early. He says it also will apply to words. Whatever was also with ribis devarim will be also with shochad devarim. Another example he brings is that if you never said hello to this person, but he lent you the money, and all of a sudden you're very friendly with him, you're the gabbai in the shul, you never give him an aliyah, now you start giving him aliyahs all the time, so that's ribis devarim. So the same thing is bishochad devarim. If you know that you're having a case with this judge, and you never say boo to him, but all of a sudden he's saying good morning, and he has a big nice smile, and you're going to make yourself very nice to him, so that's also prohibited as shochad devarim. Whatever will be asr with ribis will be asr over here at shochad, because what's the logic? Why is it asr with ribis? Because I gave you $1,000 and you're giving me back $1,000 plus something else. So that plus something else is worth something for me to become ingratiated to you also. Just like it's considered something that you gave me something extra. So that something extra, when I'm trying to judge you, is going to tilt my mind, is going to sway me into looking at you more favorably. And whatever was asr in the world of ribis will be usher in the world of shochad as well. So we'll keep that in mind. We'll see at the end that's the correlation isn't complete, but that's what the Sma says right now. The Kesef HaKadosh and the Buchasher has a couple interesting cases. He says, suppose you're a waiter and you got called to a Din Torah, right? You say you didn't get paid in time and you're taking your boss to a Din Torah, and that day there's a chasana and the dayanim are there at the table. So is it going to be Shochan Devarim when you serve him this food? Right? We said giving him his food a day early. That was Shochan Devarim. How about over here? You're serving the food to these, to the dayanim or to the dayan. So the Kesef Kadoshim said that's different. That's different over here because first of all, it's not your food. You're just serving the food of the Baal HaBas. But you're hired to be a waiter. It's not your food. You're just giving it to him. And certainly, he says, if you're giving it to everyone, your job is to give everyone food. So you're giving the dayan food, but you're giving the whole table food. So it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to look at the dayan. It doesn't mean that you have to become his enemy. But we say you won't become puzzled as an enemy by not talking to him. You can't do that. But you don't have to just ignore him. You can act like him normally. If he's at the meal and you have to, a job of serving the people at the meal, you have a mitzvah, you're allowed to serve him like anyone else, that's no problem. And the same thing he says, suppose you're davening for the Omid, and the Dayan happens to be the Rav of the Shul who they wait for, so here you are, your case is going to be heard, and you're davening for the Omid. So if you wait for him, he's going to, it's like you're doing him a favor, you're showing him cover, you're waiting for him, and that should be a problem. So he says, that's not a problem either, because you're not doing it because you have a case. Everyone knows that anyone davening to the Amid will wait for the Rav until he finishes, and that's normal. That's not something that you're doing because there's a Din Torah, right? There has to be some seichel in it. It can't be that you just have to, you know, run the other way when you see a dayan. It means that you can't do something that you wouldn't normally do to him, or do something special because there's a Din Torah. Oh, here, then you show up there to help me, give me your hand to cross the bridge. But you're a shul and he happens to be there and you're davening or you're waiting and he happens to be, you're allowed to serve and you don't leave him out. Right? That wouldn't be right to serve everyone except the dayan. It wouldn't be a good ideal either, probably, but that's something that is no problem. Now, the Lacha Pesukah says what Dovi said in the beginning. What happened with Shmuel Rav Yossi and also the next two cases of Shmuel Rav Elisha, Rav Anan, we didn't say those cases. What happened over there? The person went, this is going to be a chumra now. The sharecropper bought the food a day early. And Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi said, number one, I'm not going to take them. And number two, I'm not going to judge you. So Halacha Psuka says, like, he could have done one of two things so far. He could have said, okay, let me take the fruits and I won't judge you. Right? What's the problem? Or, let me judge you and I won't take the fruits. Right? So the Halacha Psuka says from this, you see that there's a Midas Chasidus. This is probably a Midas Chasidus. That if just the offering, if someone offers a dayan something that could be shochad, you should refuse to take it, even though you're not going to judge him. And if he offered it to you, you shouldn't judge him, because just the offering itself is something that could make you behold and look. He was ready to give me $1 million. I turned it down because I'm a dayan. But look, he was really giving me. He was, maybe he'll give me half of it afterwards. You know, you're thinking already a little bit towards him. That's why Halacha Psuka is medayik from this case. Certainly, if you hold these whole things to be this chasidus, it will make sense. Even if you hold that it's meikar adin, this part of it sounds like that's a midas chasidus, that it goes that far that you don't, not only you don't take it, but you also aren't don't judge the case afterwards too. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Yishmael Bar Yossi did, and the next two cases were like that also. So that's Shochad Devarim. That's Shochad Devarim. We have a Shailos, a Derais, a Derabanan. Most Paskim hold. Well, it's my focus. So I don't know. I'm not going to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch seems to hold this Derais, and we have a little bit of sense of where, how far that goes. Now we get to this other halacha of she'ela, this dayan who borrows hammers, tools, or cars, or svarim from his next door neighbor all the time. So is that off? Does that have the same machlokas if it's amidas chasidus or if it's deraisa? And here it's different. This is not just a favor. Here it's when I'm lending you something, it's like you have my property. So if I give it to you, that's for sure shochad. right? I'm giving you $1,000. You have that $1,000. That's a bribe. But if I give you something, I lend you something that normally you'd have to rent or you would have to buy it yourself if I hadn't lent it to you. So I'm like saving you money. It's different than these favors which are not money related, you know, help giving someone a hand, or, you know, covering something in front of them, or giving a big yashukayach, honoring him. That's not money. But here, when I lend you something, it's almost like I'm giving you money. In fact, I'm giving you money, and it's like a matanam nas lahachzir, right? I'm giving it to you, and you have to give it back to me. So the Bach says that most poskim would hold that this is the raisa here. The Gemara, and that would make sense also. Shulchan Aruch puts them both together in the same sif here, so it would seem that that everyone, even the Tosfos, would agree that this is the raisa here. This is worse than the other cases. What's the svara? When I lend him something, I could get it back. So there, the Aruch HaShulchan says that once, if it's a two-way street, so then it's like I'm paying you back. It's derech shcheinim b'kach as loshen is. It's like neighbors. It's not, doesn't look like bribery anymore if it's just a relationship that we have. Okay, so that's she'ela. Now, there's an early tshuva called the Dvar Shmuel the Chida brings down. He's the one that had the she'ela about the doctor that we spoke about in the beginning. Right? There was this doctor who always took care of the dayan before he had any case with him for years. He would give him free care. Whenever the dayan had a headache, he would call the doctor, and the doctor would give him, come over and take a strep test and do whatever he needed, and he wouldn't charge him. That was the hanhoga all along. And then it came out that this person, this doctor, ended up involved in a din Torah, and his case was going to be heard by this dayan. So was the dayan disqualified? That was the shayla. So the Dvar Shmuel says like this: Im hayadarka b'kach mikadem. If this was his always, this was his hanhaga all along. Ligmol imo chesed chinam, to do these favors for nothing. V'achor kein nolda hatviya, and then afterwards is when this first claim came bein habali din, between the doctor and his opponent. So kesha yasmi min hago b'refuas oso ha'ish, when he just continues curing this person like he always has done, Ashekara Mikreyo, Elias Menadayonim, and it just happened that now he became a dayan, La Misal Bahanoa Zumishum Shochad. There's no Shochad involved in this Hanoa, this benefit that he's getting. Vishema, and he says, it could be Hu Adinami Bimisha Hoyorogo Mikodim Mishal Kalim Chafetim. Even though the Gemara says, if you borrow certain objects from your neighbor, your puzzle to be a dayan, and that seems to be a raisa. But suppose you always, you're used to always borrowing shovels and tools and cars and svarim from that neighbor, from that person. So then it could be v'achachat nismana l'dayan, and afterwards you got appointed to be the dayan. It could be the same thing, that's not what the Gemara was talking about when it said dayan who receives, who borrows things from one of the litigants is possible. According to the Dvar Shmuel, it's talking that just like when I give you your hand, that's talking because I'm about to have a court case, not because I gave you your hand a month ago or a year ago. So same thing, the issur of judging someone who lent you something is, oh, you're going to go to go to court today. Here, take my car. You can borrow my car and drive to court. Then, you know, I'll see you there later because I have my other car. Then I want you to take this car. Take the better car, in fact. Right? That's where it's usher. But if he always borrows the car, he's always borrowing things. That's a relationship he has. The Rav Shmuel says that won't be usher, and therefore he paskin that the doctor could be heard by this judge. He said it might have been a shayla. Is he a friend? Then you could get into the shayla that maybe they're so friendly. There should be also as an ohev, but that's only if we hold like Ramo says, it's only if it's a real ohev, like a shushvino, the best mina of the chasid. If it's just somebody you have a relationship, that doesn't make you apostle. Maybe it's minas chasidus, but doesn't make you apostle. That's what the Dvar Shmuel says. The Chida disagrees with him. The Chida says that. And by the way, I forgot, and the Dvar Shmuel brings a raya. He brings a raya to his halacha from Ribbis. Right? The halacha, once again to recall, the halacha is a Ribbis. If I lend you $1,000, you're going to pay me back $1,000, but you're not allowed to lend me your car as well. We learned about that, because then I lend you $1,000, and you're giving me back $1,000 plus the right to use your car. If it's something that's clear that it's for, it's a big thing, even if it's afterwards, we had the different rules that is us. One of the rules we said though was, but if I always borrow your car, if it's something that I always do, unless it's something, not something that's before some, but it's something that I always do, so then there's no ribbis involved, because you're not lending me your car because I lent you $1,000. You're lending me the car because you always lend me your car, because that's a relationship we have, and everyone knows that you always lend me the car. That's not going to be any ribbis. So that's the Darash Mul's Raya over here also. The fact that you always lend me your car shows that you're not doing it to influence me. You're just doing it because, like you always do, and there won't be any shofar involved, just like there's no ribbis involved. That's what the Devar Shmuel says. The Chida says he disagrees with the Devar Shmuel. He says that the whole ideal of she'ela is doesn't have to be that that moment you're lending me something. At the time of the Din Torah, I'm the dying, I borrow something from you. The fact that I could go any time, and I know that I could go any time into your house, even now, and we're in the middle of Din Torah, I could go borrow a safer from you, I could go borrow your car. That's something that's shochad. That makes me puzzle to judge you. The fact that I could go now and take it, unless you take things from me, then it's an equal match. But I'm beholden to you. If I know, and you know, that I can always go to your house to borrow these things without asking or asking, but you'll give it to me, that makes me beholden to you. And the same thing he says will be with a doctor. Right now, I'm judging you, and you're the doctor, and I know that for the last 10 years you gave me free advice, no matter what I needed, and you helped me, and you gave it for free. So right now, you're sitting with someone else in front of me, and I begin to get a sore throat, or I think I have a little bit of a headache from this Din Torah, but I don't have to worry, because my doctor's here, and he gives me free help. That's already swaying me towards the side of the doctor. The fact that he's there and he always gives it to me, that's the Chidah's way of looking at it. That's the way the Chidah looks at this Isser of She'ela and Refuah. I think he might be combining the two. I'm not sure, but he could be. Refuah isn't the same as She'ela. When you're lending something to someone, you're having his physical possessions, you're getting a monetary gain from him, you're borrowing his car, same as if he gave you a car, he lent you a car. When he's curing you, that's more like the cases of Shochet Devarim, where you're doing a favor. Here I'm doing a favor, I'm curing you, you're saving me money, so it could be that it is like She'ela, I'm not sure what he means. But either way, what he's saying is like this. He says, from She'ela itself, even though by Ribbis, even though by Ribbis we learned that if you always lend him this object, you're allowed to lend it to him even though he gave you the money, he says, his lashon is meribus and raya klal kemavur lema'ayin. It's clear that there's no comparison between ribbis and between shochat. Right, I'll open that to the floor if anyone wants to attempt. So what's the chiluk between ribbis? By ribbis, the fact that you'll always lend me the car, you're still allowed to lend me the car even though I just lent you $1,000. But if I'm judging you, even though you always lend me the car, I'm not allowed to take the car now.
I mean, here,
yeah.
I can't help but be influenced by the fact
that... Right, that's the difference. Right? The Darash Mul put them together, and we saw that they are put together in certain ways, but this hetzer doesn't work. What's the hetzer by ribbis? The hetzer by ribbis is that I lent you $1,000. You're going to pay me back $1,000, and you're not allowed to give me anything extra, because that's ribbis. If you lend me your car, that's extra. But if you always lend me the car, we know that you didn't lend me the car because of the ribbis. You lent me the car because you always lend me the car. Right? That's no ribbis. But if I'm judging you, I'm judging you. You're now my court. Every time you lend me a car, I have big hakara satov to you. I really like you. I appreciate that you lend me your car. You do it all the time. That makes me appreciate you even more. Right, so that's what the Chidah is saying. There's no ribbis at all. There's no raya at all from ribbis over here, because even though by ribbis, it's not like you gave me anything for the money. But when I'm your judge and you lend me the car, or I know you're going to lend me the car, so now I'm ingratiated to you. I'm beholden to you, and I'm going to be swayed because you always gave me the car, and you'll give me the car now if I need it, and that's what makes it shochad. So therefore the chidah says the same thing will be by the doctor, even though you always cure me, right? And if it was a case of ribbis, you'd be able to give me the free help like you always do. It would be no problem. But if we're talking about a court case here where I have to be unbiased and I can't have anyone give me anything as I'm judging this case, if you always cure me, so that's not going to help the fact that you're going to cure me now to make it not shalchad. It's still going to be bribery. And that's what, the way he concludes. Pisgei Tshuva brings down the Birchei Yosavos la'alocha that you're not allowed to be the doctor. You're not allowed to offer this free help, even though you've always done it all along. So just to review, we've learned tonight the extent of how far shalchad goes. It certainly applies to money. Not only goes to money that you're giving for good, even property that you're lending the person, that's also shochad me'ikar adin. Not only that, but even if you're not giving anything, you're just doing a favor that doesn't cost you anything and he's not gaining any value from it. Giving him a hand or taking a feather off or giving him his fruits a day early. You're not just, if you're doing something though that he's trying to ingratiate yourself to the judge, when you're having your Din Torah, when it's clear that the Din Torah is going on here, that's also called Shalcha Devarim. It could be Deraisa, it could be Derabanan, that's not clear. It's a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying it's Deraisa, but either way, it's something that's Aser. As Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'od Ma'od, you have to be very careful. We saw that it could be, even if he offers it to you, even if you refuse to take it, you still can't be the Dayan in such a case. When it came to the case of the doctor, there we had a machlokas when we're talking about borrowing, but the chidah concludes conclusively, I think, the Pesach Yeshua brings him down, that even though he's been curing you all along, you can't use the ribbis precedent to say, well, the fact that he's doing it doesn't make a difference. That's only helps by ribbis. But by the fact, by shochad, when it comes to bribery, the fact that you helped me all along for free will not allow me to judge you. If it's something that's not worth anything, like waiting for him to finish Mon Esrei, or if he's the chazan, or serving him like you're serving everyone else, something that's clear that you're not doing it because he's your dayan, and you're not giving him any special preferential treatment, and you're doing it to everyone, and it's worse than nothing that no one else would do. Everyone else would do the same exact thing if he was dominating for the Amid, he would wait. So in those cases, we learn from the Kesef Kodeshim that that's okay. So once again, next week we'll talk about who the shochet applies to. We'll see it doesn't apply only to judges. It goes to other types of people also. And we'll have a few cases on that.